Good morning, Drift Run Church. Good morning, Teague. Good to have you out here this morning on this Christmas Eve morning. Good to have you all. I hope and pray that you've been enjoying the holidays. Turn to 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. We'll start with the 9th verse. While you're turning there, you know, Inez had mentioned something there a little bit ago about the 45 records, you know, and of course I remember them, probably as a lot of you do. But do you realize that a lot of that stuff's starting to come back now? Have you seen the record players or they have out there now and all that stuff? I'm just thinking to myself now, if I hold on to those 8 tracks long enough, yeah, that's where it'll really be at. If I just hang on to those 8 tracks long enough, they'll come back into style and they'll get something out there for it or get them in my cars and everything else. I doubt that. But anyway, turn to 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, beginning with the 9th. But we're going to just read one verse, which is the 9th verse. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I'd rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I come with thanksgiving in my heart, Lord, thanking you for this beautiful day that you've given us this morning, thanking you for all the hearts that are represented here this morning, Lord. I pray, Father, that as you look down, Father, that you would open up those hearts, Lord. And the Father, for something in this message, Lord, that would touch them, Lord, I pray, Father, that, Lord, that you would give it to them, Lord, and that they would receive it. I pray, Father, that most of all, that you'd get me out of the way this morning, Lord. I pray for the anointing, Lord. I pray, Father, that, Lord, as this message goes out, Lord, that, Father, you would be all over it, Lord, and we'll give you the praise and the glory for it all. And we ask it in your Son's name, Jesus, and amen. And amen. To borrow a message from one of our world leaders, let's make the message great again this morning. And why I say that, you know, our message is great. Don't get me wrong. You know what? I just think we need to reiterate it all the time and we need to put it out there. We have a great message. Amen? Christians have a great message. There's no doubt about it in my life. No doubt about it this morning. But one thing I want to talk about is, whenever I say the message, God can take a mess and make a message out of it. Do you know that? He has done that in my life. He has done that in a lot of people's life, but I believe this morning that if we, you know, Jamie says it all the time, we need to stay focused on the cross. You know what? We need to stay focused on the message of the cross, because whenever we stay focused on the message of the cross, whenever that message goes out there, you know what happens? You know what? People's lives that are a mess, they can be made a great message out of that mess. Amen? I've seen it happen. You may be sitting here this morning, and I don't know, your life may be a royal mess here this morning. I do not know. I don't know anybody's hearts in here this morning. I do not know. I see faces in here Sunday after Sunday. But that don't mean I know your heart. Do you understand that? It doesn't mean I know your heart. Your life could be a royal mess here this morning. Jesus Christ is the authority that can take a mess. Like I said, he's done it in my life. That can take a mess and make a great message out of that mess. No matter what you're thinking this morning, no matter where your life's at, you know, the Bible is packed full of messes. You know that? I say this all the time because I believe it. And I say this, the Bible does not just take all the, and does not talk about all the good things in it. The Bible mentions all these things sometimes, and all these people in there whose lives were a total wreck, were a total mess, and guess what he did, Sean? He made a great message out of all of them. And you know what? He's still doing that today. I believe that. And I'm more convinced than ever that today that he can take what, if you're thinking your life's a mess this morning, I'm more convinced than ever, Bev, that he can take somebody's life that is a mess and he can make it a great message to where you could go out and share it with people out there that need to hear what's going on in your life, no matter what your mess is this morning. I looked down through the Bible, as I told you, I looked at Noah, and you all know the story of Noah. You know what? God had commanded Noah to do something that totally made no sense. Is that right? That totally made no sense to anybody. He was supposed to build a boat. That boat was supposed to be over 500 foot long. It was supposed to be like 75 foot wide, and it was supposed to be like 50 foot tall. And guess what? He was supposed to build it out in the middle of nowhere, away from a body. No bodies of water around it anywhere. And you know what? He was supposed to build it out there with no way of getting it to a body of water. And you know what? Not only was he supposed to do that, he was supposed to fill it with food. He was supposed to fill it with water. He was supposed to, you know, the animals were going to come, and he was supposed to fill it with two of every kind of animal. And you know what? And by the way, that was just in a day's work for Noah, by the way. And it goes on to say, you know what? Even at that, he was also supposed to preach to the people down through. You know what? He said he was a preacher of righteousness, right? You know what? He didn't quit preaching to the people, trying to get them saved. You know what? And guess what? You know what? I want to tell you something. I want you to imagine this morning. Belinda, what if you was the only one in church this morning? What if you was the only one here, and there were seven other people like you, but they were like, there was only like over in a different country somewhere, and there was one over here, and you were the only one that went to church? How discouraging do you think that would be sometimes? You know what? Here he was. He preached, and he said, the Bible says that it was only him and seven other people that were saved at the end of it. But he preached to people that were absolutely terrible. It says, as it was in the days of Noah. You know, I don't mean the only person in church this morning. I mean, tell you, you're the only person maybe in the world that even believes that Jesus Christ is who he says he is. He lived in a world that the Bible says was consistently and totally evil. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. Can you not look and see what kind of a mess that was in at that time? You know what it did? And you know, you look at what he had told Noah to do, and what kind of mess that Noah was supposed to deal with there at that time. But praise be to God. My Bible tells me, you know what? That, you know what? He took that mess. And today we talk about it. Our children know it. And the church that's in the Bible, where, you know what? God had taken that mess. He had saved him because, you know what? He was a man of righteousness. And that's what the Word of God tells us. You know what? I want to ask you something this morning. Maybe you're the only one here this morning in your family that goes to church. I see that quite regularly. I see single, either the one spouse or the other comes to church. Maybe you're the only one, and maybe you're the only one that gets those kids up every week, and they argue with you. They don't want to get up and go to church. Maybe you're the one that does that, and you're here this morning, and you're thinking, you know what? This is some kind of a mess in my life. I don't want it to be this way. I'm here to tell you, your ark this morning may be your family this morning. It may very well be that. It may be just what is in front of you this morning. And God's telling you, you know what? You may think that your life's a mess this morning. You may think that all else is going on around you. But I want to tell you this morning, just hang on, because I believe God will bring you through at the end of this thing. You know what? You're thinking, why should I even worry about getting these kids to go to church? Why should I even worry? Because I'm going to tell you why. Because you know what? God can make a message out of your mess. I've heard people talk about it time and time again. I've heard kids talk about it. You know what? My mom brought me to church. Maybe dad didn't come, but my mom brought me to church. And I'm so glad that she did. Amen? I've seen, maybe your dad brought you to church. I don't know. I mean, maybe your dad's the only one that brought you to church. And you know what? And you'll stand up one of these days. I'm here to tell you, you'll be able to stand up one of these days and praise God because someone thought enough of you to bring it. That is your ark this morning. That maybe is your mess this morning. But I'm here to tell you, God can make a message out of a mess. He has done it so many times. You know what? Don't ever let Satan... Don't ever let the great deceiver tell you that you're wasting your time. Don't ever let him say, maybe there'll be some. You know what? I believe this. Whenever Noah was there, whenever he was getting that ark ready, you know what? I believe there were people that were vocal about telling him how crazy he was. But I believe that there were people that walked by and just looked at him like this. Now, after they got out of earshot, they'd say, that guy's a nut. That guy's crazy. You know what? What's he doing? And I'm here to tell you. You know what? I'm here to tell you. You're going to church sometimes, and maybe you're going to church three times a week. And there are people out there thinking, maybe they ain't gonna say it to your face. They're gonna walk by, man. I don't know about that. That's just way too much. You know what? That's just way too much. I'm here to tell you this morning. You know what? I praise God that you know what? That you think enough of going to church. That you think enough of serving your Savior. You know what? That if you're an ark, you know what? Praise God. Listen, let the whole world talk the way that they will. Pray God, you serve the Lord the way that He has for you. I am convinced. I'm convinced that there are people that say that about us today. You know, because we are Christians, I'm convinced today that there are people that, you know what, that'll say, you know what, you go to church all the time and you drag your family to church all the time and you know what, why do you do that for? Why do you do it? Because I serve a risen Savior this morning. That's why that I do that. That's why, you know what, I mentioned to you last week about the baby Jesus not being in the manger. He's not in the manger now, right? No, he's not there now at all. You know what? He's sitting on the right hand of the Father, and he's making intercession for us this morning. But it says in Hebrews 11:7 tells us this, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world because of heir of the righteousness of their by his faith. Praise God this morning. Listen. Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather him that is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Noah said, let them talk, and I'm going to hear to tell you this morning, let the world say what they want to say. Let them say what they want to say. I want to fear the one that's able both to destroy the body and the soul this morning. Amen. How about you? I fear God this morning. That's why I tell you this morning, your ark may be your family this morning. It may be the thing that, you know what, you need to stand upon this morning and say, listen, no matter what, I'm going to serve the Lord and I'm going to have my family serve the Lord, no matter if nobody else does it or not. I believe Noah prayed. And I believe Noah cried, and I believe Noah cried, and I believe Noah prayed. And you know what? That is for us this morning as well, within our families. There are times, you know what? We need to be on our knees in our prayer closets at our house, and we need to be praying, and we need to be crying out to God, saying, God, please save them. And we need to cry, and we need to pray some more. And don't never give up until, you know what? Because I believe as long as there's life in anybody, there is hope in somebody's life. Amen. Don't ever give up. That is your ark. You stand by it and praise God. You know what? That is what God, it may be the mess that's in your life, but you know what? I believe God can take and make that mess a message one day. Maybe your life's turned upside down. Maybe because of relationships. Maybe because of finances. I don't know. Maybe it's your health here. Maybe something's wrong with your health here. You're up against a situation that you can't control. There are a lot of people, you know what? That if something happens and they can't control the situation, that's when they go bonkers. They got to have control. But listen to me, you know, there's times, you know what? There's times when we have no place to turn sometimes. I've been there. How about you this morning? Have you not been to the place where you know what? You had no place to turn but to God? I've been there at times in my life. I've been there. Our backs are up against the wall. We feel like, you know what? Our lives are a total mess. You know, have you ever heard the story in the 14th chapter of Exodus, whenever Israel was up against the Red Sea? You've heard that story, have you not? We've all heard that story. The Egyptian army's closing in. You know what? And the people are thinking, we're done. As a matter of fact, you know what? They were saying to themselves, you know what? Why didn't they just let us stay over in Egypt? There were plenty of graves over there for them to dig and to bury us over there. Exodus 14:10-12, and when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord, and they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou not taken us away to die in the wilderness, and wherefore thou hast dealt with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians, for it would be better for us to serve the Egyptians than it would be to die in the wilderness. Can you see the mess that they were in? Their backs were up against the wall as well. You know what? There have been times, Jamie, that I've had my back up against the wall and I thought there was no place I could go. I didn't think anybody cared. I didn't think anybody, you know what? And even if they did care, if they did, they sure in the world didn't show it. My back was there. And you know what happened? I believe just like it did them. God told them, and Moses told him, he said, listen. He said, you know what you do? He said, you stand still, and he said, you'll see the salvation of the Lord. He said, you see these Egyptians here? He said, you'll never see them no more. And there have been times in my life I've been up against the wall, and God has said to me, listen to me. You know what? You believe in me. You trust me. You believe what I'm telling you, not what the world is telling you, not what everybody else is saying out there, and I will make this mess, I'll take this mess of yours, and I will make it a message for you. And I want to know, tell you to see this morning that God has taken plenty of messes in my life, and He has made messages of them. And I'm going to tell you, He can do that for you this morning because God has said that He would. You know what? What do we first start doing when we get our backs up against the wall? We start complaining. We think that there's no way out. God, you've let me down. I'll raise my hands warning. How many of you ever thought, you know, God, you've let me down? You know, I've done that. I've said that, God, you have let me down. And you know what? When I've got on my knees and got to praying about it, and I said, God, you know what? You've let me down. He showed me how many times He hasn't let me down, Sean. He said, I haven't let you down in this situation either, Dave. He said, how many times have you let me down? You know what? And I got to get up out and say, yeah, amen. How many times have I let you down? And you know what? These people were up against that Red Sea, and we all know the story of what happened. You know, the waters parted, and they went across on dry land. Don't let everybody tell you they walked across on mud. I'm here to tell you this morning, they walked across on dry land. Amen? They walked across on dry land, and as the Egyptians followed, it said that the walls of the water fell in on top of them. I'm here this morning to tell you, listen to me, God can take that same kind of mess in your life, and you know what? He can make a message out of it for you. I don't care if you feel like the rug's been pulled out from underneath of you this morning. I don't care. Exodus 14, 13 and 14 tells us this, and Moses said unto the people, fear not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, for He will shew you to you this day, for the Egyptians whom you have seen today, ye shall see them again no more ever. And the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Listen, isn't that an awesome, awesome message for us? We don't even have to fight the battles for ourselves. Whenever He's in control, He said that He would fight these battles. We can hold our peace about it, and God will come through. Now you're thinking, right, fear not, Pastor. Oh, that's right. Stand firm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I hear you, Pastor. Be silent. Listen, you know when your back's up against the wall, you know this, and you'll run out of options. It's a lot easier. It's a lot easier said than done. Amen? I'll be the first to admit it's a lot easier said than done. It is. I understand that. Just to be still and let Him have His way in it. When faced with situations we can't control, it's easy for us to start complaining. It's easy for us to try to take control of the situation. We get anxious. We get nervous. All these things happen. I know I've been down this path. But you know what? You know what it says? Listen, let me read to you what it says over Matthew, why He tells us that. We can't fix anything. We're not able to do this stuff. But the Bible says over in Matthew, it says, how can one of us worrying one bit, how can it add anything to our stature? What He's trying to tell us is, you know what, all the worrying in the world doesn't take care of the situation, is what He's saying. And you know what? Jesus Himself said that. So why wouldn't that be for us today? Why shouldn't we say, you know what? God, I know and I understand everything that's going on. I'm nervous about it. I know where You've brought me from, God. I know what's going on. But Lord, I'm still worried about this today. And I think God wants us to talk to Him. But He's talking to us sweetly in that still small voice. Listen to me. I will take care of the problem if you let me do it. I'll do it in my time. But the problem will be taken care of. And I praise God this morning. He is like that. You know what? You're up against the Red Sea. I understand that. And things are coming against you. But praise God this morning. Listen, we can get through this with God's help and through Him. You know what? You're thinking this morning maybe that you're a terrible person. You're thinking, you know what, Dave? You don't know me. You know, I know I don't need to know what you've done in your life. That's not what's important. It isn't what you've done. It's what you will do with it. Amen? You know what? You're thinking about it. I think of the messes of some people's lives in the Bible. Remember Rahab? She was a prostitute. God used her. Did He not? He used her. Matter of fact, the lineage of Jesus Christ come down through her. Amen? Look at Paul. Look what Paul was. Paul killed and crucified the Christians. He killed them and killed as many of them as he could. He did that. Paul did that. Right? I could go on and on and on with the people whose lives were a mess. Look at King David, what he had done. Look at Saul. And everybody's life was a mess. But praise God, if you read in the Bible, God took every one of those messes and He made a great message out of them. You know what? I look around here this morning, I see so many great messages just waiting to be told. Amen? I look here this morning and I can see it in the eyes of the young and in the old. There's messages. There's messages here this morning that God is wanting to get out. And you're thinking, well, my life's a mess. Don't think about it. God knows all about those messes. But God also knows what He has for you on the other side of it. Amen? He knows. And if we get it, the reason we're here today, today is Christmas Eve, as we know. And one of the greatest messages ever said out there was Jesus Christ was come into this world, and He said He'd come into this world to seek and to save those which were lost. What a message. What a message. You know what? Paul said He'd come to seek and to save. He said He was the chiefest of sinners one time. But praise God. And guess what? Guess what? Look what happened to him. He died a martyr. He wrote almost all the New Testament, pretty much all part of it. And I'm here to tell you this morning, his life was a mess. What a message. What a message. I'm here to ask you this morning. They come and get a song. I'm done. I'm here to ask you this morning. You know, no matter where you're at in your life, no matter what you're thinking is going on in your life, I believe God is speaking to you this morning and wanting to make a message out of that life of yours this morning. Amen. He can make a mess. He can take a test and make it a testimony. Amen. He can do that. Know the God that I serve can do that this morning.